Good afternoon, Vinod. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm pleased to be here.
How fast will the tethered satellite from the shuttle be let out on its string? And how fast will you pull it back in again?
This is a very good question. The tether satellite system has three distinct phases of operation. Initially, of course, the satellite and the tether are on board the shuttle or the space station. Then there is a deployment phase, what we call the station keeping phase that follows, where the tether length doesn't change and the satellite carries out its intended mission. And finally, when the mission is completed, of course, the satellite is reeled back to the space station. So the deployment, station keeping, and retrieval. Normally, the first two phases are quite safe. The deployment phase, if you are not deploying at a very fast rate, the system is quite stable. The station keeping phase doesn't seem to pose any problem. The major problem is likely to be encountered when we are retrieving the satellite. And the question is why? As we retrieve the satellite, we are bringing the mass of the satellite and the tether mass closer to the space shuttle or the station. The moment of inertia is diminishing. And the principle of conservation of angular momentum tells us that if the moment of inertia decreases, then any disturbance given to the satellite will amplify. You might recall on a stage where a ballerina, when she twirls around in a crescendo fashion, she has initially her hands very close to herself. She twirls at a very fast rate, and as she moves her arms out, of course, she slows down. It is the same effect that we are referring to here.
Except here, of course, we're worried about the reverse, where she pulls her arms in then she and spins fast. Very fast.
Exactly.
And we're pulling our satellite in, and the satellite and the shuttle can start spinning around each other almost, if not actually spinning around, certainly oscillating violently.
That's right. In fact, under a certain combination of parameters, we have shown that the tether can actually wind around the shuttle.
Oh dear.
Yes.
And what would you then?
No, that means you have to work out this proper analysis appropriately so that the entire system is stable.
Yes.
So you have to adjust the parameters, the control parameters or control strategies in such a way that you are not retrieving the satellite at a certain critical rate.
Right. We have in front of us a photograph of the shuttle, and inside the cargo bay is what looks like a giant cotton reel.
Yes.
And sticking up from the cotton reel is a mast and a string or tether. It's not actually string you use, is it?
Well, yes, it is almost like a string. To give you an example, one proposal is to use Kevlar string to that end, and the typical diameter that we are talking about is of the order of around 2 to 4 millimeter.
So you've got a very thin strand of Kevlar, about 2 or 3 millimeters, stretching out to a satellite, a round sphere, a round ball, about 2 to 3 meters across.
Correct.
And basically this round cotton reel like thing in the shuttle is really a winch.
That's right.
A motorized winch.
Motorized winch, exactly.
Right. And you can vary the rate, presumably, at which you let the rope out or pull it in.
Correct. Now, to give you an example as to the rate that we are thinking of, it could be anywhere from around 800th of a meter per second to around quarter of a meter per second.
And on the first mission, how far are we going to let this satellite out?
20 kilometers.
20 kilometers.
Yes. So we are Amazing. Talking about the days, at least I shouldn't say days, but at least 8 hours or so for deployment.
So we spent 8 hours letting it out. We then presumably spend several days with it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I mentioned, the rates that I gave you were for retrieval rates, which is the critical one. We can go faster rate during deployment because that's a safer phase. We are increasing the moment of inertia there, so it is much safer. So the deployment is going to be carried out using what we call the exponentially increasing rate of velocity. So as to we want to get out the tether as quickly as possible. As you know, the shuttle flight nominally lasts for 5-6 days, and we want to gather as much information as possible as is practical. Now, you don't want to spend a lot of time in deployment and retrieval because that takes away useful time for conducting the actual mission.
Right, and you spend about another 8 hours reeling it back in again afterwards.
That's right.
We've already mentioned a couple of the uses of the tether.
Mm-hmm.
What about other uses? I've heard of an idea where you actually can let this little satellite down from the shuttle until it actually drags through the atmosphere.
Correct. Now, that is actually the next proposed experiment. The experiments are labeled in the acronym form Tethered Satellite System, so TSS. The TSS-1 is the electrodynamic tether that I refer to. The TSS-2, which is not approved yet, but is likely to be approved and perhaps will be carried out in 1997, which involves deployment of 100-kilometer-long tether downwards, as against the previous one, which was deployed upwards. The shuttle will be flying at the height of 220 kilometers. We have 100 kilometer long tether with a satellite. You might look at it as a sort of a flying wind tunnel. We are deploying down, so we are sampling actually the lower Earth atmosphere, in a sense, which we were using earlier days, the sounding rockets to that end, to try to sample the physical property of the free molecular environment at that height. So this flying wind tunnel will provide you with that facility of sampling physical property of environment at the height of around 110 kilometers height.